welcome back to The Juggling Act Daily. It's a podcast to help working parents doing the juggle. I'm Mel Wilson, mum to two small people and the editor of KidsPod. But I'm not wondering if I should maybe start upgrading my underwear and dating again. What do you reckon, Sarah McGilvray?
Do you know what? I can't criticise you because I noticed I have holes in my underwear as well.
It's just a thing.
It's even worse when I let my husband hang up the washing. He wonders why I'm so keen to do it. It's because I don't want him to see the holes in my underwear. But I also do not have time to find new underwear, and I refuse to buy at the, you know when you fixated on the size you used to wear.
Yeah.
So if I can just hold on to those ones, I'm still that size.
Because they're stretched. So you're just like, that's fine. I'm still that size. Yeah. They're just 3 years old. Well, we are here to support you each day with our parenting dilemmas, experts and guests.
And hopefully have a few laughs along the way, probably at our expense.
And our holy undies. Each Sunday we've got a catch-up ep. It's a compilation of everything we've talked about during the week.
And make sure you subscribe to our Facebook group, Working Mums Australia. Follow us on your Apple Podcast or your favourite podcast app and leave us a quick review.
And don't forget to share the love by telling your friends.
Now, talking about sharing the love, Mel.
You're going to share more than love, aren't you?
Well, I was hoping to. I mean, not necessarily with you, so to speak, but.
Damn it. Yeah. I put on my good undies just for you.
Your one non-holy
one pair without a hole, yep.
I get it. I mean, how do you keep the romance alive at home? This is the big question. My husband and I, we're very lucky. Sometimes I think because we met a bit later in life, everything happened a bit faster. So when people say, you know, they dated for 10 years, then got married, then had kids, for us, there was a fair bit of honeymoon phase still going on by the time the first and then quickly after the second had come along.
Obviously, that was the result of the second so close to the first.
That's exactly right.
Blame the honeymoon period.
Yeah, my parents said to us, you know, you don't have to rush at these things. I'm like, that's sort of not our problem.
They're like, don't let it happen again because we're knackered.
That's right. The thing is, you know, things will slow down and that doesn't, I don't think it's a reflection on the relationship in the sense of something being wrong. You know, I've been divorced before, so I know the difference between when sex stops and when things just slow down because you're knackered and there aren't enough hours in the day. And, I get up at 3:30 for work in the morning, so, you know, I go to bed early, and if he doesn't want to come to bed at 8 p.m., then it's hard to find.
Because he's watching the news.
That's right. Hard to find time together in the sheets. But what do you do when you have no time, even a date night? Who has the time for date nights? Who can afford a babysitter plus the restaurant plus the cab there plus the hangover?
It's so hard. Like, you've got little ones. It's not even like you can pop into the shower together, and it doesn't even have to be anything.
Oh, my God, they love to bust into the bathroom in the shower. They hear it and they think it's like a water park.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, guys. I just want to wash my hair.
And let me tell you, that keeps going. My kids, 5 and 8, still do it.
And I thought it wouldn't be the case because boys don't want to see mum naked. Well, they don't understand that yet, do they?
No. They don't care. Look, I don't know. Clearly, my marriage didn't work out and I'm single, so I'm not one to advise on how you fit that in. But I think sometimes as long as there's, I know we've talked to psychologists before about micro moments, and maybe if it's not necessarily the full-blown act, that as long as there's that affection there and that maybe you're taking moments to do other things for each other that show, you know, your love, like whether it's making someone's lunch or buying them their favourite packet of tiny teddies, a spare packet for you.
A spare box, thank you. I don't stop at one packet. Don't you think it's funny how things have changed to the fact that that is I remember reading the book Five Languages of Love.
Yeah.
And I love that book. Yeah. And I recommend anyone who needs to reconnect with themselves and a loved one, absolutely read it because it makes you understand the differences in humans. I look at my first husband and the way he showed love. I wish I'd read this book because it just, I see now the things he was doing that weren't connecting because I never identified that's what that meant.
Yeah.
And now with my current husband, my, let's say, forever husband.
I was just going to say, with your second.
Like, thank you, second. I don't know. Now I'm starting to make it sound like it's got an expiry. You do. You just understand other people and their acts of generosity and giving. And it's true. Right. It can be the simple things. It's the making dinner. When he comes home and I am shattered, it is looking at me and saying, you know what, I'll do dinner. Yeah. And he's had just as long a day. He was up at night as well. But taking something like that off your plate.
It's you. That's very sexy. I think also with sex, it's interesting then being a single mum and dating and, you know, occasionally having sex. But it is like Pringles, like once you pop, then, or a packet of Tiny Teddies, yes. Once you rip them open, you can't stop. And I don't think it's that as you get older, your sex drive actually lessens. I think it's just that, you know, if you are having sex with new people, then it is new and exciting. Mm. And then the more you have it, the more you want it.
Yeah.
But it's also because being a single parent, I don't have the kids around. So it's like a different life in a way. But when you're trying to combine it with two small children and working and, you know, the household and everything else that you've got going on, of course that's going to fall to the wayside. But yeah. I'm sure it will come back.
Monotony is not sexy. Boring really days not. Doing the washing up is not sexy.
No, picking up chewed up food off the floor that even the dog hasn't eaten, that's not sexy.
Yeah, when the dog spits it up, you know it was a bad dinner.
Maybe start with the underwear.
Fair point. Yeah, do you know what? Before you comment, young lady, the two of us clearly need to go underwear shopping.
That's not weird at all. Well, thanks. That is all from us today. Make sure you subscribe, tell your friends, and pop on by the Working Mums Australia Facebook group.
Stay safe, jugglers, and stay kind to each other.
I'm Sarah Lamarquin, Editor-in-Chief of Stella and host of our podcast called Something to Talk About. Every weekend we publish a new episode where you'll hear compelling personalities, strong opinions and thought-provoking conversations.
I wanted to be able to do it in my time when I was ready and speak my truth when I was ready.
The topic of when do I become a mum, that is in my mind 24/7.
Search for Something to Talk About wherever you listen to your podcasts.